Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on January 20 regarding Timothy Hand, H-A-N-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hand as described in the report of 1-20-20. Pretty is now a 51-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 1-27-17. Pretty was going up steps and the handrail gave way. Pretty fell forward and twisted while holding the railing. He believes he injured his lumbar spine, thoracic spine, knee, and thoracic atlas syndrome. He did go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of thoracic outlet syndrome that was treated surgically in December 2021 via what he describes as a laminectomy. This surgery was done by Dr. OKUSANXA. He had previously been diagnosed with thoracic outlet injury in 1996. He had surgery for this in 1999 and was fine until the injury of 2017. New paragraph. There are only a handful of new records amongst the documentation you provided. Most, if not all of this, predates my exam on 1-14-20. It shows Dr. Pulser performed a trigger point injection to the latissimus dorsi on 4-18-17, appeared in 6-1-17. He performed right medial nerve branch blocks from T10 through T12. Appeared a lumbar epidural injection was given on 8-3-17. New paragraph on 6-29-17. He had cervical spine x-rays that were read as unremarkable. That same day, he had x-rays of the lumbar spine compared to an MRI of 3-9-17. It showed mid and lower thoracic spine end plate osteophytes, but no compression fracture or bony lesion. New paragraph on 12-11-17, Mr. Hand was admitted to the hospital in anticipation of surgery. This was going to involve lumbar laminectomy. History was remarkable for borderline diabetes, diverticulosis, incidental finding of carcinoid tumor of the colon, gastric sleeve, right total knee replacement, colon resection, and thoracic outlet release on the right side. On 12-11-17, Dr. Ponopan performed surgery to be inserted here. Pretty was discharged from the hospital the next day. In paragraph at Dr. Ponopan's referral, he had a repeat CAT scan of the lumbar spine on 4-27-18 to be inserted here. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed dipetrans tightening on the left hand's third and fourth metacarpal area. There was swelling at the distal interphalangeal joints of the index fingers bilaterally. There was no atrophy or effusions. Passive range of motion of the right shoulder was to 130 degrees of abduction associated with tenderness, so that further motion was testing was discontinued. He did actively perform extension with internal rotation to the waist level. Motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes with that crepitus tenderness triggering interlocking. Pinprick and soft touch sensation was diminished globally throughout the right upper extremity, both intact on the left. manual assessment is 5-minus for resist the right pinch grip and elbow flexion with 4-plus elbow extension, and on the left, 5-plus hand grasp. Paired, these were otherwise 5/5, period. Extremities lower, scratch that. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive Atkins maneuver on the left side, but not the affected right. Paired extremities lower, inspection revealed a longitudinal scar overlying the right knee with swelling. Period, there was no atrophy or effusions. Period. Motion of the left knee was accomplished from 0 to 90 degrees of flexion with low back tenderness. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees of flexion at the knees. Period, went supine. He limited flexion to 60 degrees and extension to minus 15 degree leg. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes. Period. Deep tendon reflexes were absent at the right patella and only 1-plus on the left. Period. These were 2-plus at the Achilles bilaterally. Period. Many muscle tests were 4-plus/5. 3 resisted right hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a right anterior supraclavicular scar consistent with his surgery. Period. He flexed to 40 degrees, comma, extended to 45 degrees, comma, rotated right 40 degrees and left 50 degrees with side bending right 20 degrees and left 15 degrees. Period. There was tenderness at the paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period. There was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the trapezii. Period. The rest of that is normal. Spine thoracic. Inspector revealed 3 short oblique scars overlying the left latissimus dorsi area. Period. He had a 3-inch midline scar consistent with his electrode placement. Period. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with a limp on the right, but did not use a handheld assistive device, but he was able to walk on his heels and toes with the same limp on the right. Pretty changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 35 degrees and rise. Period. Inspector revealed a midline 4-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery. Period. In the right upper buttocks area was a subcutaneous stimulator battery. Underneath, a transverse healed incision. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 40 degrees and extended to 15 degrees. Period. Right side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period. Left side bending and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period. There was mild tenderness, palpation of the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, as well as the sciatic knots, but not on their counterparts on the left side. Period. The rest of that is normal. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 90 degrees. He listed only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back and radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. Timothy Hand was injured at work on 127.17 as marked in my prior report. Period. Since that time, he asserts that he had surgery again for right side of thoracic outlet syndrome in December 2021. Period. However, I am not in receipt of that report. Period. He did have a history of a prior thoracic outlet surgery in 1999. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. The documentation you provided all took place before my exam of 1/14/20, so will not be repeated here. Period. One exception is the operative report from 12/11/17 by Dr. Ponapan. Period. He also had an operative procedure on 1/18/19 to be inserted. Paired ultimately, he had an FCE on 8/13/19 to be inserted. Paired new paragraph, the current examination found similar presentation to that observed previously. Period. Accordingly, my assessment of permanency is the same as that previously offered and will be inserted here. Period. End.